flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looks like Donovan Mitchell might be going to a local high school basketball game.
I saw him sweeting it out.
I mean, he got the eyeball emojis there saying Warrensville versus Maple Heights tonight.
It's just a fake out, so he can go to a different game, actually.
He'd go to, like, Wadsworth Buckeye, maybe?
That's what the rumor is, yeah.
Maybe go down to Wayne County and see what's what. Watch a couple farm boys play some basketball. Gets chippy. Gets very chippy.
Maybe Stefanski would go to the game. Stefanski loves going to all these high school basketball games.
This is the kind of thing that I could, if I were a student, would understand is objectively cool. I would also hate it if it happened in my high school.
Why? What do you mean?
The hoopla. Those basketball, any really high school event is already as chaotic as possible. You then add to it, Donovan Mitchell is in the crowd. Oh, no, thank you.
I thought it was so, obviously I went to high school in Chicago, and so when MJ's kid played my high school, MJ went to the game.
Mm-hmm. Did you guard him?
I didn't guard him. Check up on MJ? But we knew about it hours in advance that MJ was going to be there, and so every kid went, and it turned into an awesome event. And then when MJ showed up, everyone went insane.
It sounds like a circus.
It was great. It was like one of the most memorable things from my high school, though.
Yeah, that's...
And every kid would walk by MJ, too, and just so you can just be as close as you possibly could to him, and then you have your friends take photos from a distance. It was a real thing. It was very cool.
At 40, I find high school events to be, oh my God, more overwhelming than pro sports games. And I mean, it was actually really fun. I went to my first Wadsworth football game this year since I was a kid, and it was really fun. They got a hell of a team. I think they played Hudson, who had a heck of a team. It was awful weather and then turned into a shootout. It went to overtime. Still, half the time, I was like, I want to leave, not because of anything that was going on in the game. It's just so much, and then you add a superstar to it.
40, though, like at high school.
Me at 18 was even more overwhelmed. Yeah, before I understood how to deal with my anxiety,
All right. I mean, I thought it was great. It was honestly one of the most memorable high school experiences I had. So, the kids kind of love this stuff.
It depends on if you have a big enough gym to have that many people in. We had a smaller gym, and it felt like people were on top of you. I
want to get your take right here, though. Your take is that Donovan going to the high school game won't be fun for high school kids?
No. It'd be great for them. Awesome. But if I were a high school kid, I would steer clear of it because it would give me massive anxiety. I think the biggest name that went to a high school basketball game was Bruce Weinkind, who was a center at Akron, because I think he was an assistant for us for a minute.
Okay.
And I just remember being like, that's Bruce Weinkind. And he didn't have TV crews following him around, though.
Okay. Are you not good with crowds in general, then? Or is that just
be.
A...
It just depends. I don't seek them out. I tend to walk in the opposite direction of them, but it depends. It depends on just how much... Like, I don't really like when everybody is lathered up and it's like... It's a circus. I don't like that. Which, in fairness, very few sports games are. Like, I don't care if it's a great game and there's like a walk-off or something. That's cool. But it's when it's just a sustained hysteria. Oh, I do not like hysteria. No, no, no. Because okay. People acting like fools annoys me to no end.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
That's
remember.
Why, for me to be around drunk like... people, I must be one of them.
Okay.
Hey, you want to call me a killjoy?
Not a killjoy. It's just that not everyone has the same experience as you do. That's all.
No, that's fair. Now, when you play in Cleveland, there's never enough credit to go around. And I want to make this point that 1 week from now, we're going to find out if Miles gets his second Defensive Player of the Year award. I think I'm more in on the Cavs having three All-Stars right now. I think I'm more excited by that naturally than if Miles wins another award.
Well, the problem is that when Miles wins an award, it's very... You get that night, but there's not much you can really do beyond that. Yeah. And then, like, he celebrates and he does everything at the NFL honors. But, like, why the All-Star game, what's fun about that is that you actually get to see them be All-Stars. Yeah. And, like, Donovan had in the little interview after the game talking about doing the Rising Stars Challenge or the Skills Challenge, excuse me. Like, there's going to be the idea that the Cavs will be very well represented that weekend is very cool. Even if Miles going and winning a second Defensive Player of the Year award would be so much better for his Hall of Fame case.
So I would be happy for Miles. I don't think Miles is getting a second official Defensive Player of the Year award this year.
I don't think so either.
But I would be happy for Miles. I would, because I understand that those accomplishments mean a lot to him, and that, you know, that he, I think he's very conscientious of getting into the Super Bowl, into the Hall of Fame. I also think he understands he needs more individual accomplishments because he's played in an organization that has not consistently been the playoffs. So I do understand that. But I already have a tedious relationship with just awards anyways and how they're voted for and the whole thing.
We're both anti-awards people.
Yeah. Well, it's just I really hate how – and it's not lazy. I understand it's a comprehensive game. It's really tough to kind of – follow all the ins and outs. I just hate how easily they succumb to narratives. And some of those, I mean, every person who votes for these awards should be smarter than, and they should be able to spot a narrative from a mile away and be able to parse that from what should be the case.
Yeah, but they fall for the trap every single time.
And it's groupthink.
Every
single
time.
And so those, none of those things, but I have reached a point where like, because this all stemmed from, I had a conversation that devolved from talking about Cam Newton, where Cam Newton said, I wouldn't give back my NFL MVP for a Super Bowl ring. And in truth, everybody went to not jumping on the fumble, the business decision. Everybody went to, this is why you don't have a ring. I can tell you unequivocally, right? The guys that played with him, that didn't bug him one bit. One of the narratives that I saw was his ex teammates probably feel some sort of way. They love Cam. They understand what he means.
Yeah, Ken and Anthony wondered if Greg Olsen would be mad about that.
Yeah, I don't think Greg would. It is my understanding that was a really really tight team with Keekly on it, with Peanut Tillman, with I can't remember if Julius was still on that team, but Mario Addison, Charles Johnson, like that was a really tight team. Even. I saw evidence of that at like my last little bit there in Charlotte.
Yeah.
But what I do think, what became interesting was I was having a conversation with a friend, and I just personally, I hate to hear a player say, "I'll take the individual accomplishment over the championship."
Which has been interesting, by the way. The 24 hours after we talked about it yesterday, a lot of the conversation now is about people saying that was they loved the honest approach from Cam Newton on that.
Yeah, no, not in a team setting. No.
I'm with you. That's why when we talked about it yesterday, I was like, no, thank you. I don't love that, but some people felt like if that's how you really feel about it, at least he was honest.
There's also part of me, by the way, that thinks Cam was just being provocative.
It's kind of the lane that he's found himself in a lot these days, which makes sense.
Yeah.
He's on ESPN, but he's also doing this YouTube thing where he's got a million plus subscribers. Like, he's wildly successful on that platform, and you can't just sit back and say nothing.
But it became an interesting conversation about... So I want to have the one first.
Okay.
Because my friend asked me, how many... Because we're talking about culture and what is culture and the culture pills, the whole stuff we got into Ross with like a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And he said, well, how many Browns players do you think would take the NFL MVP over an individual accomplishment, over the team accomplishment of winning a Super Bowl? And my point was, I don't know how you could possibly know that. And then and I thought this is a really good point. They responded to me and said, okay, how many Pittsburgh Steelers do you think you'd be able to say? And I was like, oh, yeah, I don't think you play for the Pittsburgh Steelers if you would rather an individual accomplishment. Like, maybe George Pickens would rather the NFL MVP than a Super Bowl ring.
I could see Pickens saying that.
Maybe TJ Watt. No, that was not fair. But everybody else that I can think of that personifies.
Yeah, like we know with certainty, for instance, like Fitzpatrick wants a Super Bowl over an individual award.
Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward's exactly the person. Yeah.
I would guarantee you Mike Tomlin would rather win the Super Bowl than any head coach of the year.
There's still 53 guys on the team, though.
No,
you know what I mean?
So you know it can't be 100%.
Can't be.
But I bet you, like, do you think if you went through the entire Browns organization, you could just read their mind? And so you could pick out, all right, it's 40% of the team would take the NFL MVP, 60 would take... Do you think the Steelers would have more or less?
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't. It's too hard to even... I want to play the game. It's so hard because I, like... Offensive linemen and really a lot of offensive linemen and non-skill position players don't even think about the MVP award.
Yeah.
You know, like Joe Bitonio, for as long as he ever plays, is never going to think about the NFL MVP award because they just don't win that award.
So my friend asked me, because this all led down, it was a rabbit hole of a conversation. It kind of concluded with his question to me, which was, can you definitively say Miles would take a Super Bowl ring over an NFL MVP? Understanding that no defensive player, no defensive lineman, edge rusher, whatever you want to call it, has won an NFL MVP since Lawrence Taylor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And in you accomplishing that as an edge rusher, probably single-handedly at this point would put Miles into the Hall of Fame. Fair?
Yeah, I mean, even just a second DPOY probably does that, but yeah. If he won MVP, we're talking for this year?
Yeah. Or like next year, because obviously you're 3-14, you're not going to win this year.
Yeah, the game is tough because it's a lot of just based off of what we know with Miles, and so you're taking a real guess here.
Mm-hmm.
I would think he'd take the individual accomplishment though.
Yeah, so I think
based off of what we've known about him for as long as we've known him.
I think what was interesting is I couldn't definitively say he'd take the Super Bowl.
We can't definitively say anything when it comes to Miles.
And I've tried to think about other players and whether I could answer more definitively.
I mean, like Nick Chubb, I think I could say definitively he would take the Super Bowl over an individual accomplishment.
I think so. I think Joe Thomas would, right? That feels like I'm weapon. So this is purely a thought exercise.
Again, it's a lot of hype. It's a lot of hypotheticals within.
And it's less, I'm not saying I think Miles would definitively take the individual accomplishment over the Super Bowl ring. It's just that I couldn't answer that definitively, and some of that is informed by the end of the season. Some of that's just kind of informed by coming away feeling like Miles said we and he meant me. And it's fine if you want a contract adjustment. He deserves it. You'll never hear me say don't pay Miles Garrett. You'll hear me say don't pay him a fully guaranteed contract. I don't ever want to pay any player again a fully guaranteed contract. But I just thought it was really interesting that had kind of informed, that was a kernel of doubt for me. And I don't know if I would have had it before the, hey, I want to know how good we're going to be, which I think for a lot of people is translated in, hey, I want to hear how you're going to pay me $40 million a year. I don't know. I would have said that beforehand. And then you kind of go down the rabbit hole, and then it got me thinking about, all right, is that a reflection on maybe why the part of why the Browns are where they are and why they haven't transcended to consistent winning in Cleveland? That idea that the individualist culture, the player-led culture, still isn't strong enough in terms of everybody aiming towards winning.
I don't know. I wonder if it was more prevalent this last season because you really did have nothing to play for the majority of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe that's part of it. Like a lot of the Steelers conversations we can have is because they've been in the playoff discussion. They've been in these playoff conversations. I wonder if just 3-14 for the last 8 weeks of the season, you weren't doing anything but playing for individual accomplishments.
So I feel like 95% certain Mouse will take the Super Bowl ring. That 5% of doubt's there.
It's too hard to say.
If you said,
it's a lot of getting inside their brain that I like with Miles. We have 8 years of hearing him do press conferences, so I feel like we can do that a little bit better than most people. But it's really tough for some of the other guys to like get inside their brain and think what they would think.
You're right. It's easier to know what Miles thinks because we've seen him up close. But like, I'd be surprised if T.J. Watt, as big of a crybaby as is, he actually might after the hissy fit he threw last year.
He really cared about that award.
He might.
If you told him he instantly gets in the Hall of Fame versus a Super Bowl.
But like, if you asked, maybe it's a better quarterback question. If you asked Joe Burrow, give me a Super Bowl ring or give me the NFL MVP. I think he's taking the Super Bowl. Same thing with Lamar.
Oh, so what's funny is I just saw an interview that Joe Burrow had done where they had asked him, would you rather go to... They basically did the individual versus the Super Bowl thing.
Mm-hmm.
And in every answer he had was he would take the opportunity that gives him a chance to win a Super Bowl.
So we'll have more on the Myles Garrett situation, not whether he wants to win an MVP or the Super Bowl ring. I just think it's interesting. I just think for where we are with Myles, his legacy... And I think there's still some work to do there in terms of how he presents stuff. Because the fact that stuck with me and we're more than a month past his comments,
mm-hmm.
I think it's telling. I love Miles. Like 3 weeks before he said those things, I said, you know, if they just trade Miles because they think he wants out, like he's going to have to say the words, I want out. And if they just trade him to get draft picks, I will snap and I won't be a Browns fan anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, him coming out and saying, I got to know what it is, changed it just a little bit there.
I mean, because really, he started that conversation off of what would have been the perfect way for us to answer this question. You know, when he starts off that convo 6-7 weeks ago with the idea that I need to be on a great roster, I want to be on a great team, and if you're not doing this, trade me to a team that will do that. Like, that's the right start for this convo. It's just where it veered from there.
So we'll have more on this later in the show. And obviously, we're waiting to see if Miles wins his second Defensive Player of the Year award. But Rhett Lewis tells us if Cam Ward has hurt his draft stock in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.